Snotlout picked up the shield of Grimbeard the Ghastly and held it victoriously over his head. It was a glorious moment. Snotlout looked magnificent, standing there nobly, all muscly and tattooed, with the last rays of the setting sun blazing over the horizon and sending flashes of silver off the shield and into the sky. The watching hooligans, some of whom were not very sure what was going on, and all of whom were not very bright, assumed that Snotlout had saved the day in some way. He certainly looked good. They started shouting, "Snotlout! Snotlout! Snotlout!" And the bog burglars replied with cries of, "Kamikaze! Kamikaze! Kamikaze! Oh, for Thor's sake," said Fishlegs. "I'm not having this happening all over again. This was nothing to do with you, Snotlout. You weren't even there, for Thor's sake. It was Hiccup who just saved all our lives. Hiccup who had the clever plan. And Hiccup is the heir to the Hairy Hooligans." "Push in, Fishlegs," advised Kamikaze from her mother's shoulder. Fishlegs gave Snotlout a big shove in the stomach. Ordinarily, Fishlegs would never have been able to push Snotlout over, but the shield Snotlout was holding above his head made him a little unsteady. He fell overboard into the water with an enormous splash. There was a bit of a horrified silence. And then Chief Stoic the Vast threw back his great hairy head and shouted out, "Ah! Ah! Ah!" in a huge guffaw. The cheers of the watching tribes turned to great yells of laughter, for there is nothing they enjoy more than a really simple joke where someone falls over or gets wet or covered in mud. So they laughed as long and loudly and rudely as only Vikings can, splitting their sides and bending over double and thumping each other on their hairy backs, as the sun set on Saturn's Day Saturday in a spectacular display of red and pink and gold. Snotlout was pulled out of the sea by his father, Baggy Bum the Beer Belly, still clinging onto the shield of Grimbeard the Ghastly. And even Snotlout was forced to join in the laughter so he didn't look like a bad sport.
"Hiccup," said Stoic at last, wiping the tears from his eyes, "I have a present for you."
Stoic led Hiccup over to the back of the blue whale, and there, being dragged behind by a rope, was the familiar sight of a small, fat boat with a slightly wonky mast and a drunken wobble to the left.
"The Hopeful Puffin!" exclaimed Hiccup joyfully.
"Gobber dived into the harbour and brought her up for you," beamed Stoic.
"I mended a couple of holes for ya," boomed Gobber, slapping Hiccup on the back. "We'll make a Viking of ya yet."
"Maybe you and your dragon Juiceless and Fishlegs and Cammy What's It here could lead us back to Berk in triumphal procession," said Stoic. "After all, it's not every day that the noble tribes of Bog Burglar and Hooligan have their heirs returned to them."
As darkness fell all around them, the islands of the archipelago turned from green to grey and then to black, and the Viking warriors lit the flares that hung along the sides of the gently rocking ships. The electric squirms flickered into life and danced across the ocean like little fiery sparks, trailing tails of sparkling, dusty light behind them. The sea was as flat as glass, and the reflection of the full moon in the water made a flickering path of moonbeams, leading all the way up to the distant silhouette of the Isle of Berk on the horizon. Hiccup and Toothless and Fishlegs and Kamikaze climbed on board the Hopeful Puffin, which seemed none the worse for having been down to the bottom of the ocean and come back up again. And if a stranger could have observed that nighttime procession, they would have thought it odd indeed to see the progress of the Viking warships that night. For were not the Vikings supposed to be the masters of the seas, the greatest pirates and navigators the world has ever known? And now, here were these two great snaking, flaming lines of hooligan and bog burglar ships, zigzagging wildly this way and that, turning round in circles and doubling back on themselves, laughing and apologising and cursing in the darkness. They were all following the lead of one tiny boat at the front, the Hopeful Puffin, as she twirled and span and revolved in her own peculiar way across the path of the moon towards Berk.